Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. Really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Now, those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Sunday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe at Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there, join the militia. Welcome back. Welcome us back. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. We don't have a ton of stuff going on, but we got enough to where we're here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. That's bottom line. Did you watch the fight last night, Joe, or did you hear about it? Did you watch clips? Anything?
I watched most of the prelims. Did not see the pay-per-view. Heard about the fights, though. Yeah, saw it. So
glad I didn't
pretty gruesome.
Pay for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, yeah,
not,
those
that's
are the worst
you want to pay for.
Those are the worst fights when someone goes down like that. When, you know, you're like, everybody's kind of robbed, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody
bad
involved.
Or, you know, a bad, like, accidental cut or a bad poke in the eye where the doctor doesn't let somebody, you know, those ones are the ones where it's like, ah. And that was the fight. That was the highlighted fight of the night.
I know.
It was supposed to be a five-rounder, if possible, and at what, the end of the first round that happened, so.
Yep. Right at the end.
That's what it is, but.
Yeah. What do you think? McGregor's done or what?
I'm sure he'll try to make a comeback for sure.
I'm sure he will, too.
He's not going to want to go out like that.
I know.
I just don't know how long it's going to take. You don't know how bad it is yet.
Right, yeah, not to mention, I don't even know, you know, when you peak as a fighter and then you continue to fight, it just gets embarrassing. I think Conor McGregor peaked.
Sometimes the hunger leaves, too.
Yeah, I mean, look at Ronda Rousey. Yeah. She couldn't be beat. No one ever thought she'd be beat. And then all she did was get beat.
Yeah, well, again, I think that has a little bit to do with her getting comfortable, but also the popularity of the sport and, you know, females that possibly couldn't have been able to do that, got the opportunities to do that, and the sport grew so fast. And I think that's why she went down, I believe. But there's certain fighters like Conor, I feel like he came from nothing, and he had the hunger and the drive to do what he did. And then once he got the money, I felt like he got a little lazy a little bit. So, and I feel like some fighters do.
Yeah.
Do that, so.
I mean, he's got the money, all right. That dude's got some money.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be fine regardless at this point.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But I enjoyed watching him when he was good, you know. So, anyways, we digress.
I guess the one question is that once you get that kind of money and you don't have that drive, why do you put yourself in there with people who are coming up trying to get your money, you know?
I mean, I guess you either love the sport or there's money in losing. There's a lot of money in losing. Okay, if you could pay me like that to lose, I mean, you know, no one wants to get their face bashed in, but for a cool couple mil, yeah, I mean, a cool few mil, I mean, I guess I'm down. Count me in. I don't know what to say. So, you know, with that said, look, we got some just some basic news and then a few recruits that have gone by since we were last here. And we're going to get into all of that. But first, we want to talk about the Green Room app. The Green Room app is formerly the, what you want to call it, the The oh, there it is. The locker room app. I'm distracted. Can you tell? Yeah. The locker room app. Okay, so the locker room app was bought out by Spotify. It's now the green room app. That is the app that you can download at the iOS and Android stores. And you can find us there. Sean space Cuse Militia is how you can find us over at the green room app. And you sign up. You just need a username and a email and a password. Login password. And then, yes, you're going to need a password. And then you can follow us. We can follow you. You don't even have to always listen to us. But this is how we are going to do our fan feedback in the future. And you won't have to listen. But what you can do is even do stuff on your own if you want. If you want to do some live game stuff or if you just want to chat it up. There's numerous topics there. There's all sorts of categories. And it's not just limited to sports. So you can do whatever you want. So go there, iOS and Android. Download the Green Room app. By Spotify. Follow us. Sean space Cuse Militia. Go there. All right. So the name, image, and likeness stuff, Joe, for these guys has really kind of taken off in a way because you've got Buddy Boeheim. In fact, I read, I think, at Syracuse Sports Illustrated that he was the first person to have their own apparel with their school's trademark on it in the NIL era. So that was one of the questions that was going to be, was that, can you have your school's logo? Can you use that trademark to support your brand as a student? And apparently you can. So how that's done, who knows? It's maybe a kickback or a percentage or whatever it may be. But you can get Buddy Buckets apparel over at, where is that? Players Trunk, okay? And actually, Joe Girard has some stuff over there. He's got some JG3 gear over at the same place. They're both on Cameo now, so they're able to make money doing that. They are also, well, Jimmy Boeheim's on Cameo as well. And you got Josh Black. He has a partnership with Wolfpack Clothing, and he put on Twitter, you know, use the code Josh Black, get 30% off any order. So, I mean, that's big stuff. That's big stuff. And that's kind of, that's the base product. That's, this is the base stuff that they should have been allowed to do, in my opinion, for years. There's very little, I should say, issue I see with this, this type of stuff. This is exactly the stuff I think they should have been able to do long ago. So anyway, good for them.
Exactly. And you even saw it now with Terrence Roberts coming out and saying, because of all this, Boeheim should come out and get his 101 wins back. You know, it's just one of those things where tough, man.
Well,
I hated that he lost those. Games, I mean, it took so long for this to happen, but at least it's happened. And
okay, well,
we can finally, you know, not feel so taken advantage of, right? So.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and you can say, oh, well, you know, Jim Boeheim is got these wins officially minus 101, but everybody knows the deal, dude.
No,
you can't take away, you can't just take away, did they take any losses away? I mean, so.
Well, I'm sure they didn't.
No, of course they didn't. But, I mean, it's the whole thing was dumb from the get-go. But we know the number. Whatever it is, whatever they're telling you it is, add 101 to it. That's the truth. So that's an easy one to decipher. But, well, you know, hey, go support the players, man. Go support the players. Go to Wolfpack Clothing. Support Josh Black and Players Trunk. You want to get some Buddy Buckets gear, some JG3 gear, then go there. Check that out. I think that's really cool. Boeheim's Army, I think they added their final piece, Joe. DJ Kennedy, he's a four-time TBT champion with Overseas Elite, and they are not a team this year. So that is our second Overseas Elite player, 6'5 guard. He was the he won 4 years in a row, 15, 16, 17, and 18. He was named tournament MVP in 2015, 2018. So this dude's a baller. This dude's a baller, right? And
remember from St. John's.
Right, St. John's player.
You're still in the Big East.
Yeah.
He's a good player, so, yeah. I just we would definitely be a one seed if, obviously, we were – I mean, we have one seed potential. And I think that, honestly, after all these pickups and stuff like that, I mean, we're going to have a target on our back for sure. It's going to be tough. And it's going to be interesting to see who gets the minutes, because it's going to be interesting to me to see what the fans' thoughts are on it, because I know that you know, it started out as like a Syracuse alumni thing, and a lot of the fans, they go there because, or, you know, they watch it and they are interested in it because they're all previous like Syracuse players. And now that we've gone to the point where we picked up four players that hadn't played with us, if some, and you know, two of them from overseas to elite, I have to believe that those guys are going to be getting a decent amount of minutes. I just don't know how the fans are going to feel when we have players from other teams playing that many minutes. I know how I felt the other year when what's his name was on it,
the shooter,
the shooter there. I forget his name.
I know who you're talking about.
He was an NBA player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Came in and he just
so chucked him up.
Yeah.
And we talked. We talked about that.
It's gonna be interesting.
But we talked about him, and I forget his name too right now. Steven? So I can't remember. Mm. Anyway, this is something that I think Syracuse fans. Well, I'll speak for myself. I never wanted to see other players other than Syracuse alum in this TBT tournament for Boeheim's Army. I mean, you call it Boeheim's Army. You know, DJ Kennedy, obviously, you know, I guess you join the team, you become a part of it. But at the end of the day, this was a Cuse alum team, and it stayed that way for a long time. But I think to win this thing, Joe, to really put together a group of seasoned guys that all graduated from Syracuse, and to if you really want to win this thing, you got to get outside the box a little bit. And I think they're throwing everything they can at it to chase this thing down and bring home the hardware. So,
yeah, I mean, well, that's I'm right there with you as far as that goes. I think we've talked about that as far as in the past. I think that we've talked about, I think it actually might have been last year when I think they lost early, and we were kind of like, you know, it's nice seeing just Syracuse players, but at the flip side, like, to win this tournament, we're going to have to get players other than Syracuse alumni players. I think we talked about that last year, and if we really wanted to win it, it was just one of those things. And
right.
I guess this year it looks like they're in it to win it.
Yeah, I mean, they're throwing everything at it. They had a head coaching change. Ryan Blackwell's still there, but they got a different head coach now. So they're trying some things. And obviously, it is – we'll see what happens, but – you know, if they go out and they win a championship after they made these changes, then you look like a genius. And I don't think it's going to be one of these years where they're going to struggle. The past couple years, man, they just struggled, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not getting any younger. You got Tyler Lydon this year, Malachi Richardson.
yeah.
CJ Fair. McCullough.
We got some
Chris
younger
McCullough.
Guys.
Yeah.
Chukwu,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's just, we know that there's players out there that could come and play, but we don't know their situations overseas and professionally and in their lives, right? So we know that there's alumni out there that are younger than the Hakeem Warks and Demetrius Nichols and Eric Devendorfs of the world. But you really can only, you know, you don't know what's going on. So,
right. So, again, that first game is the weekend of July 24th. I believe that is at noon. Don't quote me on that, but it is July 24th where they will...
I do believe it's a Saturday at noon.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. July 24th at noon. We'll go with that. If Joe says it, it must be right.
Yeah, right.
Right, guys? So, we got some recruits, okay? We had some recruits come through since we've been gone. And, Joe, I'm just going to intro these guys, and you can do with what you want. So, it's defensive heavy. And I want to know if that concerns you at all. This is going to be the class of 2022. Quan Peterson, cornerback, 6'1", 175. And the 247 sports composite rankings got him 1240 nationally. Cornerback, 111. And in his state of South Carolina, they got him 21st. So pretty good. And the 247 has him as the 117th quarterback and the 26th in the state of South Carolina. And Syracuse beat out Coastal Carolina, Georgia Tech, Appalachian State, and some others. Let me see. Is there more on here?
Is this for Quan?
Yeah, Marshall, Akron, Charlotte. So, yeah, not a lot of big schools in there. So.
No, he actually didn't have a lot of big schools. I don't think – I mean, there was some teams that were kind of looking at him. But from what I understand, he was getting interest from his home state of South Carolina, and I guess that's kind of what the last worry of possibly him decommitting and getting flipped is that he was getting looked at by, I believe, like, you know, the Coast Carolinas, the App States, the next tier, like the higher up, you know, lower level conferences. But again, like I said, his home state of South Carolina, they were, you know, giving him some interest. So you never know if that offer will come at some point. But for right now, he's with us. And, you know, he's tall, he's lengthy. He can play the ball really, really well. And honestly, like at this point, I don't even really question the defensive backs that Nick Monroe gets for our defense. It's been obvious for at least a couple of years since we've lost the last couple of coaches that he's been one of our better recruiters in the way that the defensive backs, I believe, have been, you know, brought up and how they get better every year, and you can just see it. It's just a high five to that guy. Like, he's definitely one of our better.
I think this was a Tony White recruit.
Right, but Nick Monroe is a defensive back coach.
I gotcha.
He kind of picks the guy, you know what I mean? So he might not have been the exact recruit, but as a position coach, they talk and kind of gets to pick the guys kind of that he wants to go after that he thinks that he can kind of mold into what he wants on his defense. And like we've seen, they just put three of them in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Garrett Williams is the next guy coming up, and we had a whole bunch of true freshmen play last year. With some good ones that are coming in as well this year. So it's, I'm not really questioning any of the defensive backs that we really bring in at this point. Not all of them are going to hit, but this guy kind of looks like that taller kind of Melifuanu guy that's got the reach, got the length, and, you know, he's very good at obviously knocking down balls and guarding receivers, stuff like that. So. Obviously, he has to get bigger, 6'1", 175, but that just comes with time and obviously a strength and conditioning program at college. So,
right. Does the lack of offensive recruits for this class bother you? I mean, I know there's obviously a long way to go, but, you know, you hear people talk about it. So, I mean, I figured I'd bring it up. It is defensive heavy. Yeah. You've got some – our wide receiver situation isn't the greatest, I guess. You know, I mean, I don't know what it's going to look like in 2022, but
right.
Taj Harris will probably be gone, right? And then you've got guys like Anthony Quealy and Cooper Lutz.
Johnson will be gone.
Sherrod Johnson, yeah. So, I mean.
Well, we're waiting for, I mean, obviously that younger tier of receivers to kind of come up. I think we got some good ones last year. Still obviously waiting to see if any of those guys can help. So, yeah, and obviously we had a couple other guys that were redshirted and stuff like that are sitting on the bench as well. So there's obviously going to have to be guys that step up, no doubt about it. But our running back position is better, our offensive line. And I kind of look at it. I'm not worried about it because I kind of look at last year's recruiting class, and I feel like that was more of an offensive-heavy class, a lot of linemen that we brought in, stuff like that. So I think this is just kind of evening itself out. Plus, we still got a long way to go. And we only have, what, how many recruits? Eight recruits?
Eight or
something
nine.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Eight or nine, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we still got a bunch coming, and it could obviously, you know, even itself out as we go along.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Right. Okay, well, we will get back to the other two recruits after I talk again quickly about the Green Room app. Okay? I just talked about it 2 seconds ago. You guys should be well aware. All right? So go there, go to iOS, go to Android, and download this thing, the Green Room app. Go there, sign up. Takes an email address, a username, and a password, and boom, Sean space Q Smolosha. Go there, join us. You can either get in on that there, or you can do it yourself. Create your own room. Get in and start something for yourself. Now, this is how we're going to do fan feedback going forward. So you're going to want to get on it. I'm telling you.
Hopefully.
I'm telling you. Well, yeah, right? Hopefully. That's the truth. So that's it. Go there. iOS, Android, Green Room by Spotify. Go there. Download it. Sign up. It's free. Guys, it's free. Okay. Sorry. All right. Mekhi Mason, linebacker, 6'1", 220, and 247 composite rankings have him ranked 1,040th in the country, 105th for linebackers, and 144th in the state of Florida. 247 has him the 82nd linebacker and the 103rd in Florida. So Syracuse beat out, again, Georgia Tech, Florida State, which is a good one. He had offers from Coastal Carolina, Indiana, and I think that's about it.
No, Mississippi, Pittsburgh, okay. And West Virginia.
Okay. Well, those weren't on his – those weren't
well,
on
his top – his yeah. top – he had his top eight. So right. seven finalists were Florida State, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, Indiana, Ole Miss, and West Virginia.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a good offer sheet.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And he had his originally scheduled visit. He was going actually to Washington State, and he decided to cancel that trip and decided to go to Syracuse instead, and obviously committed. So I think he probably had a kind of an idea of already where he wanted to be, I think. And well, here he is. So
yeah.
What'd you think, Joe? So you're going to have to help me out too, because I didn't watch any tape for Mekhi Mason.
Yeah, Mekhi Mason, he's like a bullet getting shot. I mean, he reminds me a little bit of like Marlo Wax last year when you watched his tape, and you're just a guy coming through the line, making the tackles like in the backfield, and then still, you know, not getting his eyes caught in the backfield and allowing certain plays like screen passes and little dump offs and pass plays beat him over the top either. So, you know, 6'1", 220 is pretty big size. And, yeah, with the offer sheets that he had and everything like that and seeing his tape and how he plays and seeing how our linebackers played last year, he looks like he just fits right in. I don't think he's not going to be one of those outside linebackers that come out and come to the end, I don't think anyway, and rush the passer. But I feel like he's definitely a guy that can help in the run protection early if need be. But we are pretty solid right now at linebacker, but he's just another one adding to a really, really good group.
Well, in 2022, when he, you know, becomes a freshman, what does it look like in 2022?
Refresh my still memory. Everybody we have.
Is it? Okay. So yeah, it'll be a solid core.
We don't know what's going on with we don't know what's going on with Lee Pogba right now.
Right.
He still, I don't think, is on the team. I heard some rumor, some story about how he was down at, like, Ole Miss and took pictures with, like, an Ole Miss jersey on. So I don't really know what's going on. I think that eventually that's going to get resolved, and we're going to figure out maybe not what happened, but obviously what he's doing, because he obviously was one of our better linebackers and one of the more higher recruits in the past couple of years. But we still have Jeff Canton-Arcou, Mikel Jones, Marlo Wax. We got Stephon Thompson last year who played really well rushing on the outside. So, I mean, there's four guys right there on top of some others that were redshirting and that were injured as well. So we're pretty solid there as well. And I don't believe we even have a senior in that group. The only senior I think we would have had was if Tyrell Richards would have stayed, which is the one guy that we lost last year. So,
right.
If Lee Pogba was there, then I mean we would have five easy solid. And I know that they have a couple other outside linebacker type guys. I think Steve Linton, I think, is another one where he's an outside linebacker, but he's more like outside linebacker defensive end. He's in there to rush the passer. So I think that we're pretty deep there, and we're young at the same time too. So, yeah, 2020, who knows if we're 2022, who knows where we're going to be, because you never know what players are going to do. But if anything, he redshirts, sits behind a great group, and is going to be ready to compete in 23, which...
Right, that's just it. You know, I mean...
That's the crux of it sometimes, you know. Sometimes guys aren't going to come in and just kill it and have to... Sometimes you don't need them to come in and kill it because you have such a good group, and that's not a bad problem to have, so...
Yeah, well, they'll be in good shape next year, assuming most, if not all, come back. So,
right.
Is it Q year or Qua year? I don't know.
I would probably guess the second one that you said.
Qua year, okay. Qua year Price, defensive lineman, 6'2", 255 pounds. He's out in New Jersey. Three-star, high three-star. 696 nationally ranked for 247 composite rankings, 102nd for his position, and 14th in the state of New Jersey. This is probably the best get so far for this class. And by the way, this is the eighth recruit, so that is eight. You were right.
Yeah, that's our number.
Yeah. Syracuse beat out a couple decent schools again: West Virginia, Pittsburgh, Rutgers, Kansas, Indiana, Maryland, among some others.
DC.
So Boston College, Buffalo, and UConn. So a lot of interest in him, and Syracuse pulls him away from everybody, which is good. Kind of not in Syracuse's backyard, really, but I mean, you know, it's up there, over there. Right. In that area, so that's good to see pulling someone from New Jersey. Yeah, what you got?
Yeah, this guy, he's pretty good. He's definitely, I believe, at least he might not be the best when you look at tape, because you know you have other tape that sometimes looks better, and some people play against better competition, less competition. So there are some good tape on some of our, you know, eight recruits that we have, but he's definitely, as far as 247 Sports, he's definitely the highest rated guy that we have this year. And it's going to be interesting to see what, because, you know, 3-3-5, we really only have one traditional defensive end in there, and that's kind of what he's coming in to play, defensive end right now. But it's not like he's at a crazy staggering height to where he couldn't possibly be like a defensive lineman down the road. All really depends on how he puts on his weight and his frame. But when I look at his highlight tape, I mean, he's bench pressing these guys. He's coming up. He knows how to use his hands. 6'2", 255. He's a big boy. He's strong. And the other thing I noticed, too, is that when he does beat his man, and he gets to a point of attack to where he doesn't over pursuit to where the guy beats him. He's very under control, good feet, and most of the times it looks like he's making those plays. So when he does rush, he can rush, you know, on pass plays. He can go, and when he obviously realizes that it is, but when he's good at realizing pass and run and what to do, and he's just very, very disciplined as far as that aspect goes. So whether he ends up putting on 25 pounds of muscle and turning into a defensive tackle, or playing defensive end, because he is fast enough. He's got the hands to do both, and it's really just up to how he puts on his weight and how our team wants to use him. But he definitely looks like a guy that can help us down the road for sure. D-tackle, it's just another one of those tough positions where it's very hard to come in and just immediately impact when you're talking three-star.
LaQuint Allen is the only offensive recruit for this class,
mm-hmm.
running back. So,
yeah.
Quaier Price, he'll join the seven others: Malachi Davis, the three we just mentioned, LaQuint Allen, Cornell Perry.
Yeah. Well, everybody had a big cow when we lost that other offensive player that we could have possibly had a week ago, like quarterback Henry Bellin.
Yeah, he was out of was it Rochester? Where the hell was he?
I think it was Rochester or something. He's in state for sure.
Yeah, they went to Duke.
Yes. And there was everybody. You know, that's when all these websites came out about the getting back to the in-state recruiting and losing in our in-state recruiting and everything. And
I mean, it happens.
I know.
How many guys from Florida? We just got one from Florida that was offered by Florida State. I mean, it happens all over the board all the time.
Right, but the guy that you just said from Florida, right? He's ranked like 144th in Florida as a recruit, and he's a high three-star going to Syracuse, or a mid three-star going to Syracuse. He's the 144th player. The state of New York puts out 15 D1 players a year. Let's just put it into perspective.
Yeah.
And when we really want to talk about it, how many of these guys in-state have we gotten that was a bust? I mean, a couple years ago, we were talking about we had to get Quiddier White, four-star offensive lineman, offensive tackle. He's going to be our left tackle, you know? He's going to block for, you know, the blind side of DeVito, right? Didn't play down, transferred.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of guys in-state that haven't really
performed,
produced, or they end up going somewhere else. So, I mean, I grew up in Syracuse, and grew up playing football in New York. I live in North Carolina now. I mean, I can see a difference. And, you know, it's just one of those things where New York State just isn't a great state for football. So, I mean, I just –
the talent, it's tough for the me. The talent down even where I am for
– no, yeah. Dude, you're Virginia
football.
Beach.
Football. I mean, dude. You got some big names coming out of Virginia Beach recently, too. So it's a whole nother ball game here, I think. It's a little different down south than it is up north. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of those guys up north, too, you got to think about guys like that gentleman, that young kid we lost for quarterback. I forget his name. Ended up going to Duke. I mean, you know, maybe
Henry
one
Bellin.
Yeah, okay, right, the fourth or something. Maybe he wants to get the hell out of New York. Maybe it was just, you know, humor in Syracuse as an option because it's a prestigious school and it's obviously well-known and they have a decent football program. It's in-state. Right. He can be close to his family. But at the end of the day, maybe he's like, you know, I'll get the hell out of here. You know?
And there's 15 D1 guys, right? The top five are getting recruited by the Ohio States and the SECs and the Texases of the world. And we're not going to get them. And then the bottom five, the 10 through 15, 11 through 15, they're going to mid-major schools. The MAC, Central Michigan, you know, stuff like that. It's the 6 through 10, those guys right there. Those are the guys in New York State that go to the Boston colleges and the Pitts and the Rutgers, and we're all fighting for them. And, I mean, how many of them end up? I mean, we can go back in time and talk about, you know, Mike Hart and, you know, more recently Stevie Scott at a CBA who ended up going to Indiana for running back. And now he just got drafted this past year. You can look at some guys that we didn't offer, but then for as many guys as we didn't offer, we've gotten guys and been excited about guys, big name, top 10 guys from our state. And we haven't really gotten anything out of it. So I just don't really understand the hoopla all the time of like, we have to win our in-state recruiting. Because, I mean, at the end of the day,
I think it's just one of those. It's
the state of Florida has over 300 D1 recruits. Sometimes, like,
yeah,
maybe it, I mean,
it's kind of one. It's something that I feel like just people who want to complain will always find something to complain about. I do understand the argument, but it's not like you're losing guys. I mean, you're losing guys in New York State. Yeah, let's take into consideration the actual state first, too, while we're talking about it. I mean, you know, guys losing out of Florida and you know, that's a whole different ballgame, man. Like you said.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's when I got out of, I mean, look, I love Syracuse, man. It's home. But when I got out of there, I got out of there. That was it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fun to visit sometimes, but I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Can you blame a kid from Buffalo or Rochester or Syracuse or something like that? That, you know, or even down in New York City, can you blame them for
anywhere over there,
going to Florida State or, you know, any of those teams, Georgia Tech, somewhere down in Texas? I mean, I don't think you can.
No. Let's remember, it's all winter. You play football, okay? It's all winter. So, thankfully, the SU has a dome. That's the one thing they got going for them. Although, I think it would be quite entertaining to have an open facility for football in Syracuse.
They used to.
I know, but
they used to. I think it just they have longer seasons and stuff like that. So, but that's another thing is like, again, yeah, they have a dome, but they still have to live life outside in the snow. Like they have to walk to the dome or drive to the dome.
Shovel your way to the dome. Whatever you guys do.
Just because you go to Syracuse doesn't mean that you live your whole life at Syracuse in the dome. It's not where your dorm is. It's not where your classes are. Come on. Yeah, you play football there. That's okay. It helps when it comes to that point.
Yeah, I agree.
Still got to deal with the crap. We all know that.
So anyways, we've got, I guess, honestly, man, it's the 11th of July. I expect some more recruits to roll in and stuff like that, and we'll hit those up. But really looking forward to some summer basketball. I feel really strong. I feel really good about Boeheim's Army's chances, and I think that they're gonna make a. I think they could make a run this year. There's some other good teams out there, but you got these two overseas elite guys. I mean, this is obviously, Joe, hands down, this is the best team Boeheim's Army has ever had.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But as we've seen this past weekend, when the USA Olympic team little exhibition game lost to Nigeria.
Oh, I know. Oh, by the way, with two Benigé. SU players. Yeah, Benigé and Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, Jeremy Grant. Yep, Team on USA.
On the other teams. Yeah.
I mean, basketball. You have to gel. You have to be able to play with each other, and that's kind of what it is continuity playing with each other and being able to play well together. And anybody who watches the NBA have seen it this year, the Phoenix Suns. That's probably why they're going to win the NBA championship. And again, you saw it the other day. You can have some of the best players in the NBA playing on a team, and if you don't play well with each other, then you can get beat. So really, they have the players, they have the talent. Definitely the best team we've had. It's just what can they do up until the tournament time to get to the point where everyone's happy with how many minutes people are playing and what your role is and how you play with each other. I mean, that's just really it.
Well, that's what's been missing Boeheim's Army past couple years is chemistry. You got – I wish I could remember that guy's name, Joe. But he was chucking up bad shots. I mean, this guy's supposed to be a sharpshooter, and he's a good shooter, but he didn't play well. They didn't play well as a team. They were very discombobulated and totally unorganized when they played the last couple of years. So, yeah, I mean, like you said, it's are you willing to accept less minutes for a title in the TBT? I think that's what it's going to come down to. You got to put your egos aside. If you want to win, you got to put your egos aside a little bit.
Yep.
So unless that's you're Michael Jordan.
But it's going to have to be.
Right.
I mean, we've talked about it. I mean, that's really what it is. If you want to just play with your Syracuse buddies and see what happens and, not win because you just need a little bit more talent, then that's just what it is. I mean, unless you can get all your top guys that are sitting out there playing in all these leagues, then you're just not, and that's just the fact of the matter. So
yeah, and they had
you got to put them aside. If you want to win, you got to put them aside, man. Everyone wants that money.
Yeah, and Divendorf, he's been at this a long time. We don't know how much longer he's going to do it, but obviously, he's been very involved with getting some of these other players on the team, going outside the box and getting some of these other players and stuff. So Divendorf doing his part on some of that recruiting end for them too. So we'll see what happens, but. As soon as we can get back, everybody, we'll be back. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Obviously.
Sure.
Obviously, I am very excited to podcast once every 2 weeks, but I really should do it more.
We'll get another one before the TBT, right?
I would hope so, but I'm discombobulated. For Joe.
Sorry, man.
I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.